Hey, this is Anne again. So I'm trying to figure out this thing where I record myself reading some excerpts from my journal. I think that's the word. Excerpts? Maybe chapters? Nah, chapters sound too nerdy. And whatever. Just turn the page when you hear me snap my fingers, aight? I'm sure you fuckers can figure this shit out. And you'd better fucking do what I say, or else. Have fun jerking yourself off to stories about me doing fucked up shit, or whatever it is you do with these recordings. Story is starting now. At that moment, I'm pure, unadulterated rage. That cage could have broken my neck when it fell. I mean, I've broken a lot of necks in my life, but this is my neck. We're talking about my neck. All this anger shifts my attention away from the wrestling girls for a bit. I'm not looking for someone to fuck. I'm looking for someone to tear in half. Again. I'm almost certain someone triggered the cage drop on purpose. My guess is that the boss had some kind of remote that could trigger it. Well, I wouldn't want him to lose something valuable like that, so I wanted to find him as soon as possible and shove it deep into his ass. That way he wouldn't have to worry about losing it in the future. Unfortunately, I don't have any idea where he is. Well, my first choice was the boss. But unfortunately, he's nowhere to be found. So instead, I default to the poor sap who happens to be closest. It's just some random schlub with some glasses on, trying his best to squeeze through the gap in the metal roll-up door. Unfortunately for him, I'm a lot quicker than he is. I put one hand around his torso, and his odds of escaping go to zero. I could do a million things to hurt him. I could tear him apart, rip his head off or whatever. Really take my anger out on him. My rage is off the charts, and I want nothing more to do than, unspeakable shit to this random guy for no other reason than he happened to be there. That's when it hits me. My anger is clouding everything else out. All day I've been slipping up because of it, and more than that, I realize I'm not even really enjoying myself. I'm someone who usually loves letting loose and smashing people, so clearly that means I'm overdoing it in the anger department or whatever. Instead of tearing him apart, I set his head between my bountiful bosoms. It's about the gentlest thing I could do, at least at that particular moment. He doesn't seem to take it the same way. And of course he does the requisite flailing around. I mean, I expected this. He's a bit more frantic than most. He actually catches me off guard when he claws my face and his fingers almost manage to scratch my eye. Suddenly, my rage comes howling back. Shit, I thought to myself, I need to calm down. Okay, what was it the instructor said I'm supposed to do, like, when I'm angry? The peace word? What's the fucking peace word? Shit. How am I supposed to think of something when I have to deal with fucking bullshit like this? Namia, Narnia, something. Fuck! A while back, around the same time I met Aaron, I started going to a yoga class. I'm not usually into that New Age Enlightenment shit, but I heard it was a good way to get more flexible, and I figured it might help me pull off some of the wrestling holds better, you know? Besides, the instructor was a cute little college girl. She didn't hurt to look at. And please, don't judge me. This was before Aaron and I were... whatever. She was cute, and a big part of why I started going in the first place. The last 10 minutes of every session were reserved for something the teacher called guided meditation. She said it was supposed to help us find our inner peace, or whatever. We'd pick a stretching pose, and then this new agey music would play, and the teacher would tell us to imagine ourselves in a position that gives us a sense of perfect relaxation. Now, most people, that's going to be something, you know, stupid. I don't know, fucking lying on a bed with a loved one, maybe a quiet day at the beach, whatever. But me, I fucking hate the beach. Sand everywhere.
Can't stand that shit, you know? It gets up in... And anyway, I tried to picture myself on some peaceful, quiet mountain in the Himalayas, but I got so bored. I just started worrying about shit, which, like, defeats the whole purpose. I thought the whole idea of meditation was pointless. It just didn't work for me, you know? But it turns out, I was just using the wrong images. See, what brings me inner peace isn't some snow-capped mountain or gentle rocking waves on the beach. Turns out, what really makes me happy, what really gives me inner peace, it's breaking people. So I would sit there in class while the music droned on, and I'd imagine myself slowly crushing a guy's head between my fat fucking titties. Just squeezing and squeezing while he tries to scream out in pain, gradually increasing the tension until his skull finally cracks like an egg. Sending blood spilling out and pouring over my cleavage. The best part is, it worked! At the end of the session, the teacher even complimented me on how much I had improved. So that, it actually worked pretty great until one fateful day. See, that kind of scenario didn't just make me feel relaxed. If I was in the right mood, it also made me, let's not mince words here. It made me fucking horny. And on that particular day, I got really into the fantasy. And I made the mistake of not masturbating before I went out, which meant I had all this pent-up shit inside me, and I just... Oof. I mean, I tried doing it the same way I normally did. Imagine some faceless man or woman trapped in my cleavage and fighting for their lives. It just wasn't doing it for me. Even with both my eyes closed and concentrating on an entirely new setting, I could only envision myself right there in the yoga studio, looming over the little blonde lying down in front of me. I was doing the upward dog pose, stretching my chest into the air, and I was peaceful as fuck. I got really lost in thought. I was thinking about all those crazy fantasies. But now the ring has been replaced by the room full of cute young women stretching. One idea I remember in particular involved me holding the instructor's head against my pussy with my hand. I mean, she was super into it. But, you know, I still like to take control, even in my fantasy, you know? I got really lost in thought. I was thinking about all these crazy fantasies. But now the ring had been replaced with a room full of cute young women stretching. My mind was going wild. They were so hot. I didn't even want to hurt them. I just wanted to fuck them. You know, just about every conceivable dirty fantasy was running through my head. At least all the ones where I got to be in control. I thought about taking the yoga instructor and pinning her against the wall with my backside while she ate out my ass. I mean, I've never even tried analingus, but in my mind, it felt incredible. I remember the last fantasy being especially vivid. I pictured myself squatting down over the instructor, lifting her body off the ground, and grabbed her head with one hand and really pressed her head against my pussy. I mean, she was, you know, super into it, but I like to take control, even in my fantasies. You could probably see where this is going. While I pictured myself shoving the woman's head against my labia, I was pressing my quickly moistening pussy against the yoga mat. I mean, it started as a subtle move, but pretty soon I was putting some force into it and really grinding my pussy against the mat. Except it wasn't the mat I was grinding against. Turned out I pushed myself forward without realizing it, and that blonde was trapped between my legs. The only thing separating her face from my labia were my sopping wet workout shorts, and I was riding her face like a fucking stallion. Now I know what you're thinking. Yeah, I swear to God, this was an accident. It's how I was so lost in thought. And when the yoga teacher shook me back into reality, literally, at first I was a little upset. Here she was going on and on about attaining inner peace, and she comes and violently shakes me out of my dream. I had no idea what she was pissed about, and it took me a little while to catch on to what was going on below. Now, if I deserve blame, it's not for being a bit faster to react. It took me a good 30 seconds to realize she was even down there. But stopping? Getting off of her? Well, that might have taken a little longer, you know? Like, I don't know, solid minute? Two? Or longer? Eventually, I realized I wasn't going to be able to get off with the instructor yelling at me the way she was, so I just had to give it up. All that effort, and I was only halfway there. Once I'd gathered the self-control to get off of her, I lifted my hips and let her go free. The blonde immediately started throwing a fit, but she was fine. She didn't even have so much as a nosebleed. That instructor, she got all worked up over nothing. While the blonde really tried to sell her trauma. She looked so pathetic as she crawled away, exhausted, gasping for air, her perky little tits falling out of that sports bra. Clearly, I'd been a little more rough than she was used to. But I wanted to be so much rougher. I mean, looking at her crawling away, part of me wanted to grab her and shove her back in my pussy. Well, all of me, really. It would have been so easy to grab onto her arm, and I was so close, and my mind was running wild, and I couldn't help but picture what it would be like to feel her face against my pussy one more time. She'd already been pressed against my pussy for a few minutes. What's a couple more minutes? Only this time, there wouldn't be a bikini bottom to separate us. I bet she'd be into it, too, if I was allowed to take a bit more time to break her in. At least, she looks like the type. I pictured myself grabbing both her arms and pulling her back between my crotch. I can imagine the look of shock on the yoga instructor's face. The position requires her to bend her head forward, but I'm sure she'd be willing to oblige. And if not, well, all I'd have to do is drop my ass to the ground, but she might not quite like that as much. Either way, though, I'd get what I need. All I had to do was reach out and take what was mine. There was a little issue of the law, though, and this is back when I still cared about that kind of thing, so instead, I just watched her ass as she crawled away. So slowly. Still within arm's reach. I managed to resist the urge to continue using that blonde like a sex toy. Who says I didn't have self-control, huh? In that moment, I was fucking Mother Teresa. The blonde was smart enough to get away instead of confronting me. She got up and wiped off her glistening face, which was covered in what I'm guessing was about 50% sweat and 50% pussy juice. I enjoyed the sight, but my attention was rudely torn away by the instructor. Usually she's all relaxed, but right now she's in mega bitch mode. She had her reasons, I guess, but it still seemed a little excessive. The blonde had already left the room by now, and she's still going on and on about possible charges, restraining orders, lifetime bans, etc. And I tell her it was an accident, but she's not fucking listening. And then she says, "Are you seriously fucking masturbating right now?" Fine, so I guess I was. I didn't even realize I was touching myself until she pointed it out. But I didn't stop. I couldn't. I had my needs. The rest of the class had already left by that point, so it was just me and her. I just kept touching myself while I stared at her. I wasn't trying to be creepy or anything, but she was hot. And I was fucking horny, and she just ruined the orgasm I was already building towards.
I still wanted to feel her face against my pussy lips. If I did grab her, would she resist? Or would she just go along with it? My fantasy in that moment was gentler than most. I pictured her on all fours, sprawled out in front of me, gently lapping her tongue against my pussy. Of course, my hand was still holding her in place, but you can't fault me for wanting a little control. It would feel so perfect for both of us. All I had to do was make the first move. Just grab her hair and pull her in. I didn't actually do it, of course. But I knew I could have done it. And she probably knew, too. What she didn't know was the incredible amount of restraint it took me to stop myself from grabbing her right then, that very second. I'd done it 100 times in the ring. It was muscle memory by now. Instead, I stared longingly into the instructor's eyes, and she just stared right back. I'm not sure if part of her was as turned on as I was, or if she was just too shocked or scared to look away. What I do know is that I finger-fucked myself until I fucking finished, and I never looked away. I wasn't quiet about it either. And you know what? Even if my hand didn't feel as good as her face would have, it still felt incredible. She agreed not to press charges if I agreed not to return to the gym again. I agreed, although I'm sure I would have won if the case went to court. That thing with the blonde girl was just an honest mistake. And maybe I was kind of touching myself in front of the instructor, too, but whatever. It's not like I showed her my pussy or anything. If your hands are in your pants, you can do whatever you want. At least, I think that's how the law works. Anyway, though, fuck the law. What matters is that it felt great, and for a moment, I was at fucking peace. Shit. I recite the whole story to myself, and I can't remember the peace word. Then I realize something else. If this were a movie, it would be the part where the inspirational music plays. I don't need the peace word, because the peace was inside of me all along. I've got some poor motherfucker trapped between my tits. All I needed to do was relax and focus on the scene at hand. If only I could remember the word for that. Mindfulness! That word I fucking remember. It means you're supposed to focus all of your thoughts on what's happening right in front of you. Really live in the moment. I focus. The world consists of my hands, some guy's head, and 2 very enormous tits. Focus on the guy fighting as hard as he can, but still powerless against my fucking tits, of all things. Oh, focus on his glasses, bent and broken from being squished between my cleavage. My breasts are soft and malleable. The head is hard and unyielding. But in the end, much like a river can overcome a mountain, the soft fat of my tits will crush his skull. With a little assist from my hands, of course. I press harder. I hear the sound of breaking glasses as glasses shatter. I hear his screams grow more muffled as my gigantic fucking tits envelop his head. The instructor. She recommended that I come up with something called a mantra. A series of words, something that gives you peace. For some, it's God or Buddha. Some symbolic crap about peace or power. For other, it's... Shit, whatever the hell that peace word is. I can't remember for now. But for me... There's only one mantra I need. I whisper it to myself, ever changing yet somehow still the same. Huge tits. Giant fucking tits. Skull crushing tits. Fucking huge titties. So fucking big.
Oh, wait. It's on the tip of my tongue. The peace word. Fucking Nama... Nam... What is it again? I press harder. The pressure hurts my tits a bit, but suffering is a part of life. All things are transient. Our lives, especially the lives of people around me. I see to that. He's no longer fighting. Maybe he too has found enlightenment. Not that it matters much either way, because in a few seconds, enlightened or not, his mind is going to be splattered all over these tits. I do my best to savor it. Every last sensation. I savor my pleasure and savor his pain, because none of it will last as much as I try to make it. Big fucking titties, face-crushing titties. Repeating my mantra, I try to savor every delicate sensation as his skull finally gives. Namaste, I say to myself as the blood squirts up between my cleavage. Namaste.